Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
That's what we're talking about. So this is one of those important weeks for some of you who don't know what I know. I don't know another way to say that. Okay. So there you go. But if you're not well-versed in lead generation, then I'll put all the things together, et cetera. Let me cover, go ahead, Dan. Hold on. Let me cover a bunch of preliminary stuff. Well, just one preliminary thing real quick. A few preliminary things, and I got to do a bunch of preliminary things after that just to get to what I want to talk about. But I am sending right now all four. Well, I think they already got one, right? I'm going to send, I don't know which one I sent. Was it coming to work? Is that the one you got? That's the one I got. All right. Well, all four of Phil and Susan's books are on the way to Deanna right now as we speak. Susan, we'll have another conversation about that, right? Or at least after I finish the preliminary stuff, we can jump back to it. You're missing one book cover because it was a little, I wasn't sure, but I had to have questions about the one with the story of us. I can go either way with that. So I didn't know, it's like 100 different directions to go with that. I didn't know if us you wanted a picture of you two or something, right? So since that was a little difficult because the us part you're finished, I need to know what concept you may want that book cover to go, then I'll dominate it from there. So that's the hold up on that one.
Self and nothing really came to my mind, and then this split second right now what came to mind was, you know, that picture where we're at our wedding and Phil has the knife down on me.
Okay, that makes sense. I got it from there. That makes total sense. That is exactly y'all. All right.
Through the first book Deanna sent this weekend, and there are just a couple of little things there, you know, no big deal things that we'll talk to Deanna on.
Yeah, well, a couple of things are better than not having it, though, right?
Right. go back and, you know, read through it mm-hmm. and make sure whatever. And just that. And Phil's a little not sure about the cover.
Oh, yeah, we just changed.
He's like, oh, maybe we should have guys in suits playing basketball or something like that, you know. I just thought of was, you know, they have those, I can't remember what you call them, those challenge places where companies go and they do all the different challenges,
yep.
Stuff like that. But something.
Mm-hmm. I get the idea.
Like that. That's about all I can say at this point.
Like guys in suits playing soccer or something like that. Or
well, then I said, what about the girls?
Oh, great. Exactly. Right. Exactly. No, I got you. I've got an idea or two about that. So yeah, good. Yeah. So then the cover concept was fantastic. Just wanted to switch the images.
Got it. I love it.
Good. Well, I figured you didn't want, you know, a PlayStation controller or something, right? Yeah. I figured that's not what you were looking for. Good. Go ahead, Deanna. You want to get your stuff out of the way.
No, you were talking about lead magnets. And years ago, you did a mastermind, and it was absolutely amazing when it came to lead magnets. So I'm looking forward to this because that's one thing that I have not.
Yeah, all y'all suck. All y'all suck. That's why it's coming up. It is probably the best teaching I've done over lead magnets, as you said, is in the beginning of Conference 100K. It's in the beginning of that. It's like the first 5 hours. It's just nailing it over and over and over and over and over. But we will come back to that. Let me get a bunch of stuff. Grace, tell them what I drug you through. Tell them what time we started.
We started at, what time did y'all get in? What time did I get in here? Was it 6:30, 6:45?
No, 6:30 a.m.
We got started at 6:30 a.m. He has been teaching me to be like him in sales.
My goal for 2022 is to make Grace me in sales. That's my goal. That's my goal. My goal is to make her better than me. That's what I was telling her earlier. And I just took her through difficulty this morning, but it had nothing to do with difficulty. Just because you know the right answer don't mean you understand it. Boy, there we go talking today. So we're going to go over, if you need help in lead generation, we're going to talk about that, because that's, just give me a few moments. I'll tie everything in from the beginning of the year to now. It makes sense now that we're talking about lead generation, because I just drug you through a month of irresistible offers. And you know, just because you got something sexy and irresistible don't mean you don't have to sell it. Mm-hmm. You understand? And then I was teaching you how to sell it. And I was teaching everybody around here how to sell it. But just because you sell it don't mean you know where to go get the people. You understand? So everything has this logical approach. But I have to get all these things out of the way. As far as the book updates go, Jerome, there's only two books left outside of Jerome's other two. There's only two books left. So I'd say we did all right the last week. We did all right. Yes, only two books left. So we did what we said we was going to do. We jumped in there. We got it done. Only two books left, and we are proud of that fact. And we're just well pleased. So that's that there.
Excuse me, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I do remember that the one that I think Abraham did, not the one you did, didn't have a cover as well. Okay.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
I just wanted to, you know.
I
really don't care because you know you wrote it for me, so put whatever cover on you want.
Yes, sir.
I don't mind getting the money for it.
that sound like a smart man to me, right? So we're excited about that for sure. If this is your first time here, I'm getting this company to $1 billion. And this is behind the scenes. This is actually my real meeting. It's not for show. It used to last 15 minutes. I extended it to about an hour, hour and a half for people to ask questions publicly and et cetera. while these two people in front of me are multitasking right now. That's all right. Keep multitasking. I'll tell you when to stop. You're scheduling an appointment. Okay. I'm getting ready to have you talk about that a little bit because ain't nobody playing no games. You understand?
The same person that asked me that question before. I asked her, hey, who you know?
Who you know?
She said me.
Okay, then. All right, then. All right. Well, let me see who that is. Okay, good. But in this case, I'm going to override that and I just go ahead and not that one. Somebody else. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And Grace, she can't. You'll be fine. Just say, hey, Antonio, so you're going to talk to her about it and let her know that she's good to go. You all need to learn how to make money. This is important. Do not multitask. Do not blah, 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 blah. It's important that you do this because you're not going to be in business without money. I was breaking things down to Grace. And I have to break them down to you, but just allow me 5 minutes. Wow, that's awesome. Iria has what a heck of a testimony. I was breaking things down to Grace. I'm going to break them down to you, but first let me just do all this other stuff out the way real quick. Okay, articles are being written, got that out the way. Blah, 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 got that. Remind me to bring up a conversation with Dolores. Dolores blessed y'all. I'm not sure if she's on a call, but she blessed y'all. So remind me to bring it up. Just say conversation with Dolores.
Okay.
And then all y'all bras went out. So we got that. And then let's see. Boom. Get rid of that right there. Original recording. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm good to go. I got all that preliminary stuff out the way. Here we go. About to have fun now. I once told Deanna that you being stupid, stop that. This is what I told her. I did. That's literally what I said. This was a long time ago. She was saying, how old is your son?
He'll be seven.
Seven. He'll be seven in a couple of days. Yes. it's almost March. I mean, he'll be seven in a couple of days. He'll be seven in a couple of days. And I don't know. She was going through something and she was like, nope. Just my son, I'm just going to make sure. I would say, you better not do that no more. All that, I'm just going to make sure my son is okay. Nope. It doesn't matter if you're not getting along with that. Yeah, look at her. It don't matter if you're not getting along with that man no more. That don't matter. Because that, your son is not your blessing. And she got so mad at me, y'all. Oh, Sister Booker, she got so mad at me. Listen, y'all, listen, hear me well. I was meddling. Oh, yeah, did you cuss me? Did you cuss me? She might have. At least she wanted to in her head.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. Y'all children, it's not y'all blessing, okay? That's not y'all blessing. Now, I'm not saying they're not blessings, but you're not allowed to worship the fruit and forsake the tree. See, there I go again. I said, don't matter what he acting like, you gonna make sure that tree is sacred. Because the last thing you want this little boy to grow up doing is disrespecting women. Because his mama taught him to disrespect his daddy. Mm. What I said. This is what I said. Am I lying?
No.
Okay. She said no. This is what I said. The tree is more important than the fruit, no matter how much you love the fruit. And I know you disagree with me because you ain't old school like me. It's all right. But here is the major point there. Y'all have y'all eyes in the wrong spot. So I took Grace through.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Isaac wasn't asked to sacrifice his father.
There you go, right? Making good sense. It's the truth. Y'all need, this is why it's all you kids out here. I mean, I'm talking about y'all, okay? All of y'all thinking your parents should have did better. Why? You here. You alive. You here. They did the best they could. with what they had. So you just go ahead and let your parents off the hook. At the same time that you was growing up, they was growing up too. You understand? They did what they were supposed to do. You give your parents a break. You could have been out of here. Do you understand? But this is important because I was telling Grace, that's why y'all have a problem making money. Because I'm walking her through sales and she's so focused on the money, Jerome. She's not understanding the tree. Now, let me see if she's going to be able to explain it. Grace, what's the tree?
Scheduling appointments.
So I say, Grace, man, I need y'all to hear me. I say, Grace, what percentage of your sales do you close? Grace, without hesitation, free to set 75%. Grace, closing ratio is 75%, which is facts. I've got the data. So I said, Grace, my question to you is, why you keep scheduling phone calls when you should be scheduling appointments? She could understand it. So for 45 minutes, Susan, we went back and forth about her not understanding what I'm saying. So I said, Grace, if you got four appointments this morning, which you have four this morning, I said, Grace, why not 400? What's more important? I said, Grace, can you make money without the appointment? She said, no. I said, okay, Grace. Let me ask you a question. Can you make a phone call without the appointment? She said, no. So I said, Grace, it seems to me that the money is the fruit, but the appointment is the tree. Y'all missing it. Y'all out here trying to pay your bills with the fruit, and you let people scare the hell out of you over fruit when it's the tree of what you do to produce the money. This is why y'all can't make money. This is why you can't attract money, because your feelings and emotions are in the money when the money is just the fruit. It has nothing to do with the tree of how you got it. So I said, Grace, split your day in half. I let her choose. First half of the day needs to be scheduling appointments. That's it. Why? Because you can't make money without appointments. You can't make calls without appointments. And there is no life in the business without appointments. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, because every last one of y'all have a sales problem. Every last one of you have a sales problem. Every last one of you. Doesn't matter if you're in business. If you ain't got no members in your church, you got a sales problem. If your nonprofit needs more donations, you have a sales problem. This is extremely important. If there's a problem in your marriage, you have a sales problem. You're not selling peace, love, and harmony the way you could be. You understand? And you must set an appointment with your spouse for peace, love, and harmony so you can actually get that. So the most important part about having love and affection in your significant relationship is not the love and affection. It's the foreplay that comes before. Now, see, I've been, Sister Booker, long time. I grew up fast. And so I fancy older women for a long time. This is just the way my life worked out. And it was this, old lady. Her name was Vera. You know she old. Her name was Vera. Don't nobody name their child Vera. Don't you either. All right. Yeah. Don't nobody name their child. Usher at the church. You understand? Vera was her name. That's her real name. Okay. Vera. And Vera told me, look, young man.
You know she old. She called a young man. Okay.
Now, well, I forgot how she said it, but this is what she ended up saying. She introduced a new term to me, Najee. She said, a woman like me with my class, we like before play. This is before foreplay, before play. She said, all day, you should be courting me. Oh, come on, ladies, don't act like, okay, now, don't act like she ain't said something, okay? All day, you should be courting me, and nothing should get in the way of that, all right? Back to sales, since you all understand it. Now, Grace, why are you doing things that are messing up your before play? If the appointments is dating your wife, why are you not spending the first half of your day dating your wife, or in your case, your husband? And then after that, at a certain time, this is when you start massaging daddy back. You understand? I'm putting relationships so you can try to make it make a little sense. You understand? This is where you say, come here. You just sit down. You worked hard all day. That's the second half of the day. The first half of the day needs to be courting. The second half of the day needs to be execution on that courting. Do you understand? If you don't think you understand, if you got kids, you understood at least once. Do you understand? You understood at least once. Now, let's break this down. Your companies should be in the same model. Your speaking career should be in the same model. Y'all, especially speakers are the worst for this. You're so focused on killing the stage, you don't focus or prep to do anything before that. At very best, you write a keynote. But that is why you don't have engagements, because you're not courting the stage. Here's what it looks like when you're dating the stage. You got videos everywhere. Come on, Susan, I know you want to say something right here, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got videos everywhere. You get it? Go ahead, Susan.
Well, like everything you were saying to Grace to do, I mean, that's what we did. We were on the phone.
That's right.
All day long.
All day long.
You know, I can remember, you know, we would go to Business First Breakfast, which was all the top businesses in the city there in one spot. If you can, you know, do something like that where they're there in one spot, and we would network, get their cards, all that, go back, immediately send them an email, and then follow up with each of them. And that's what we did. I remember seeing something in the newspaper about this ice cream company that's, you know, like big. And I saw something that they were going to be holding a meeting. So I called them up. We didn't know them at all. And built a relationship. Next thing you know, we're over there eating ice cream, which was, you know, 3 or 4 hours away, that we went and sat with them and built a relationship. And boom, we did all kinds of business with them. And that's what you got to do.
That's right.
You know, we continue to do all those things today. Like, you know, Phil was calling the clients, calling past clients, things like that. And that's, you know, that's what we do. And I had a huge database, always, you know, with my database, always putting everything in there, every bit of information that I know about that person, even their children, things like that, so that, you know, when I get ready to call them, I look at everything, put it all in my head before I would talk to them. And that's how we train people that did that for us too.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Makes a whole lot of sense. No, let me show you this in action, y'all. Here is Mexit News. If you don't know, this is a news company that we own our own news company. Why? Because Antonio writes, and I mean, I could continue to write blogs, or I can continue to do that news company. But 31 minutes ago, how to turn fire into electricity. That's some of the things you should know. Right? Mexit News is the only news station, at least one in our reality, News Without Politics. Was this news dedicated to getting the middle class out of the middle class. How to turn fire into electricity, and then feature article today is how to survive a nuclear blast. But think about this. Only two articles out there like that. Why? Pay attention. This is sales. Because everybody out there right now talking about what Putin is doing in Ukraine, and everybody's saying, we should probably get, since you're thinking about getting ready, I'm using that energy to just float to the top of Google. Rewind, press play. What is money? Just energy. Money doesn't exist. This is, I keep trying to get y'all to see this, but it'll take a little longer time. But our official word for money is currency, because somebody before you understood that money is just an energy, so it's a current. And all you have to do to have electricity light your house is to tap into the flow of a current and direct it to your box, your transfusion box. Everybody follow me so far? So if the currency is already out there, then all I have to do is tap into that currency. Do I care anything about starting a nuclear preparation business? No. Do I get paid at all for promoting the Amazon product that I just put out there? Because that's what that turning fire electricity is. No. But what I do is I turn someone who wasn't a prospect in 8 seconds or less into a prospect that comes again to check us out. That's called scheduling appointments. The goal here is, how can all of you take your business and convert someone who was not going to buy from you to buy from you in 8 seconds? That's what the rest of this week is about. Now, before you tune me out, know that during the pandemic, I stopped all my engagements and still speak over 200 times a year. I need you to process that information. Like, that's insane. That's insane. So I want you to think about this. How do you get to the point to where your entire movement of whatever you do generates income? You have to always be scheduling appointments. Let me try to put this in a different talk, and maybe a few of you would catch it a little bit more. I was talking to a young lady one day. I used to do a lot of mission trips. Y'all familiar with that? Mission? Okay. A lot of mission trips. You know, I've been in places with no electricity, no running water. We were digging wells so villages can have water. And you can always tell who is on a mission trip to be seen and who is on a mission trip because mission is in their heart. You always tell. The people who want to be seen, or this is something cool that, you know, they just got that bug, Najee, they always on fire the first 3 days. And then that novelty wears off. That cell phone comes down, no more pictures. And all of a sudden, it's an inconvenience to be on the mission trip. And I was minding my business one day, Susan. I was minding my business. It was these two people. they had gave they gave up their whole life, and they one was a doctor, a medical doctor. Now that they just they was in parts of Central America, just using the medical the PhD to you know vaccines and you know medicines, all sorts of stuff to places that couldn't have access to them, and they asked, "Well, how do you all do this?" And I'll never forget this, Sister Booker. This man said, "Well, we don't think of this as mission trips. We're always on mission, so we never have to get on mission." Mm. Blew my mind. Always on mission. If you know anything about magicians, especially if you are, if you're old enough to remember when magicians were the A-list celebrities of the day, a magician would always be in character, always on their act. Mm-hmm. What I'm attempting to try to tell all of you right now is, if you are a speaker, not always in act. If you are a salesperson, not always in sales. I can tell you how much money you got in your bank account.
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
You say always on mission.
Always.
So Bill's funny way of saying that, if someone opens the refrigerator door, he'll do 3 minutes.
It's too funny. No, that's right.
No, you know, always on mission, whether it's grace in sales, you know, what you the example of your spouse on a mission trip, speaking. You're always on mission. And when you're even at the speaking engagement, you're on mission. You know, we tell people in the classes, the minute you pull into that parking lot, it's showtime. The minute you open the car door, you can't be fighting on the way in there or drop something and start cussing, you know, because people in the parking lot are probably the people that are going to be hearing you speak.
That's right.
And then all the staff, because they're there to serve you and you're going to need them to help with table setup, mics, you know, all those sort of things. Make sure the lunch comes when you want it to come. All those things are important. So you're always on mission, whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, always, always.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
A few words on always being character and how it's tied to your wallet. So you know about rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, right? Yep. He was playing a character. He was a nerd. He was playing a gangster. And then the moment he stopped playing that character, now, of course, given he had to do that to save his life, but the moment he stopped playing it, he stopped making as much money or any money whatsoever. And then you have the example of Tupac, who, according to the Wayans brothers, was like a theater kid. He was not a gangster. He was a theater kid. Really. But he stayed in that gangster character all the way till his death. And to this day, his music pops. Now, of course, this doesn't automatically apply exactly to everyone's life. But the point is, the character that is monetizable, the moment you drop it, you aren't as monetizable. It really is that logical.
That's 100%. That is 100%. It makes, I'm trying to help y'all. He's absolutely right. That's 100%. Who's seen the movie Prestige, The Prestige, with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale?
My house.
Oh, it's a great movie. I don't want to ruin the end for you. It's old now, but if I ruin the end for you, you're going to assassinate me, and you should. It's a great movie about hiding in plain sight, I'll say. Listen, all year long, I've said, all right, we're going to do this. You got to do this. You got to irresistible this. Now it's time to go get prospects. And that is always the hardest part. I don't care what nobody say. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get on the phone. Even though you got that fear on the phone, once you're on the phone, it's, you know, it's like it's so hard to start running. But once you start running, you out there. Nah, might as well just keep running. You know, going to the gym is the hardest thing you're going to do. staying in the gym, oh, that's not too bad once I'm here. You know, once that the blood start moving, it's like, oh, okay. I don't know why I was tripping, but that whole I woke up, it's cold or it's raining, that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely the hard part. I need your businesses to redefine themselves. I don't need it. You need your businesses to redefine themselves. Your business should always be selling, should always be courting, should always be evangelizing. I once told, I was dealing with some church folk and they were so mad at their pastor. It made no sense to me, but I ain't say too much to Jerome. You know, it was like, well, it's not the way we used to do things. All these people, you know, and this ain't the church. This ain't what the church used to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, and I have this real good way about me, Jerome, of saying these, you know, these politician hot one-liners that work. You know what I'm saying? These real good ones. You know, this is what I say in the book. I say, well, if the church is doing its job, the church is going to always have the world inside the church. Mm-hmm. Your church should never be safe, should never be perfect. Because if you're always evangelizing, you always got things in your church you don't approve of. That's kind of the point of what a church should be. It kind of is. Unless you just only have a discipleship church, and then you ain't bringing in nobody, and everybody knows exactly what to expect, and it's all good. Ain't nothing wrong with that either. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you're doing the job right, you got Sister Booker and you got old Antonio. You know what I'm saying? You just do. Same thing with your business. Y'all got problems. Good. You should also have solutions. You should also have a bunch of people who don't trust you. And you should also have a bunch of people who do. And that pipeline should be ever renewing. So let's break all this down. Mexit is just one way we're always on mission in word form. And then there's podcasts. And then there's this. No matter what form that you are at, I'm over there. But that's not enough. That's not the real prestige of Antonio Smith and the ATS. The real prestige of Antonio Smith and ATS is, man, I can't believe they gave that away for free. That don't make no sense. Man, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Every time you get there, you go, they're not going to do it again. We do it again. Mm-hmm. Is that because we're smart? No. It's because without that, we sound like everybody else. And when you sound, hear me well, when you sound like everybody else, you get no speaking engagements. Mm. When you sound like everybody else, you get no new customers. When you sound like everybody else, you speak 2 or 3 times a year and you want everybody to show up. No. The goal is not to sound like everybody else. The goal is to be coffee, but then have Walmart say, well, you know what, Starbucks, we only got so much refrigeration space, but you know you in here, right? But think about that. There's only so much refrigeration space that you can have. There's hundreds of brands of ice cream. Walmart ain't putting all them ice creams in their refrigeration space. I remember, I was born in 1981. I remember grandmother used to send us to Walmart. That was her mall. So the Super Walmart came through. You know, everything's in Walmart now, but back then it was a Super Walmart and then the Walmart, right? You know what I'm saying? And she would say, go get some coffee. What kind? Just get some coffee. And then all that coffee was on the bottom shelf. Well, somehow Starbucks said, oh, no, don't do us like that. It's not on the bottom shelf. Yeah. You understand? And you're not allowed to call Starbucks coffee. Mm-mm. It's Starbucks.
Right.
It's Starbucks. It's not coffee. It's Starbucks. Pay attention. For one cup of Starbucks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You can get a whole bag of whoever else you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I go to Starbucks and I get a venti black, whatever you got brewed. Look, I say this every time. Venti black, the strongest of whatever you got brewed, don't save room for cream. That's all I get. Deanna get all that stuff I can't pronounce. Just venti black, strongest whatever you got brewed, don't save room for cream. I'm telling them I want all my money worth. And that little bitty old coffee costs anywhere between, sometimes would just depend on my points, but you know, it's $2, $3.25. I could have bought a whole bag. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? $1.75. I could have bought a whole bag. I could have. Mm-hmm. I could have bought a whole bag for that one cup. But Starbucks says, don't do us like that. don't do us like that. You gonna overspend and you gonna like it. There's another company do that. Target says, listen, we not as cheap as Walmart ain't trying to be. But if you want some high quality dish towels, Susan, and if you want to smile when you walk up in here, we got folk, we stand our folk at the front of the register. Don't believe us, come to Target and see when the line ain't got nobody in it. We up front. Ma'am, are you ready? Only happens in Target. I don't see it happen nowhere else. Yep. I don't see it happen nowhere else. That's scheduling appointments. What Target has just done is scheduled an appointment for you to come back next time. They don't care about this time. It's all about next time. Do you hear what I'm saying? Standing at the front is them scheduling an appointment for you to be a lifetime customer. Go ahead, Susie.
And you can do this on an individual basis. At our old Publix in Fort Lauderdale, there was one guy that he did that. And he came around, took your stuff out, put it in an organized way. He would come and ask how you wanted it. He would bag them light. He would bag them in an organized way. He did everything. And he remembered. If I asked him to do something, he always remembered. And sometimes his line would be long because everybody wanted him.
Right.
You know, everybody wanted him. And he was so good and just took such extra care. And so that's someone creating his own individual.
That's
and
right.
He had tons of stars all over his, you know, badge because he got rewarded for all that.
Yeah,
I bet. So he knew what he was doing. And so you can make that happen with anything you're doing.
Yeah, you can. anything. In fact, same example. I've seen that a lot in bank tellers. There's always one bank teller. We're ready. No. I'm waiting for Mary. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? My money going in the same place. Yeah. But I like the way she hold my money. You know what I'm saying? It's something about the energy in her. If she not there, I'll come back tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you go to the bank a lot, you're like, is Mary there? I walk in. Mary, they don't know if that's a real person. Mary there? You know what? I'll come back. And if they ever lose Mary, they lost me.
Yeah, I had that happen in the bank for my mom in Fort Lauderdale, and ended up, this guy was from Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And he's been down there in the gay community for a long time. And we just, you know, hit it off, became friends. I mean, he would see my car coming in, he would be at the door, and he was a top guy. So anything that I needed done, I went to him or I just called him.
Right.
And, you know, trying to deal with all the complications at the end for my mom's stuff, he just said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. Oh, I'll just do that. You know, it took care of, and, you know, just said, how's Phil? And, you know, everything. And that's how it was. And then the main bank of Fort Lauderdale, my mom's next door neighbor was on the board there. You know, and had been for many, many years. So I mentioned him, that his name, the first time I went in there. And after that, man, you know, treated like royalty.
Of course. And he gonna remember you every time. Hey, Susan, you're back again? Right? He'll remember you every time. And that feels good. It feels good because banks aren't supposed to be that friendly.
So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I remember when I was in the Army, a young man came to the counter asking for me. I was out of the office. And my young soldier, and I well trained him, was saying, well, so I'm red isn't here right now. Is there something I may be able to help you with? No, I want to speak to Sergeant Red.
I know that's right.
and so he says, he'll be back later on today, he'll be back tomorrow. So the guy come back a couple days later, said to him, you know, is Sergeant Red there? And he said, yes, let me go get him. So my soldier comes and tells me, Sergeant Red, this guy was in, you know, the day before, and I tried to help him, but he said he wanted to talk to you. I said, send him back. So he comes back to my office. He tells me what he needs to get done, blah, 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 blah. I take care of him, right? Then I say, excuse me, sir. He said, yes. I said, my soldier said you came in a couple days ago asking for me, right? And my soldier tried to help you, you know, but you said, no, you wanted to talk to me. And I said, do I know you from somewhere? He said, no. I said, well, why did you ask for me specifically? He says, I talked to so-and-so, told him what my problem was. He told me when you go down there, you ask for Sergeant Red and Sergeant Red only. And I went, excuse me? He said, absolutely, like that. I said, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I said, and I thought to myself, I said, now, isn't that amazing?
It is.
That here you are, you do such a professional job, such a thorough job, that the word goes out before you, and then you got customers coming in that you didn't even know were out there because of the, how can I say, the excellence that you, what did you say you're talking about? The way you do one thing, how you do anything.
It's how you do everything.
So that just blew me away and made it really clear to me is that, you know, when you send that out, you know, it's just like,
that's it. That's
it's money. It's money for you.
Money every time. Now here's the deal.
Yes, what sets you apart? What that's distinguishes right. you from everybody else out there?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And when you are genuine, you can genuinely just be yourself. Mm-hmm. It works every time. Mm-hmm. It, when you're genuine, you can genuinely be yourself. I do not pretend. There's nobody here that would be surprised if I was to get caught on a hot mic saying, Grace, fix me a drink. First off, you know I ain't talking about Coca-Cola. And you ain't gonna be that surprised I'm day drinking. You're not gonna be that surprised. You understand? You're gonna be like, that's all right, just give him a chance. Give him a chance. Because when you're genuine, you can genuinely be yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, I had to do all that because I understood two things up front, Susan. I understood the moment I told everybody you have a sales problem, it's the moment everybody went, ooh, because you hate sales. And if you don't think you hate sales, then I dare you go get a business card and put salesperson on it. I dare you go do that, right? Well, this is how much we just don't like sales. We don't want to be the used car salesperson or whatever. But the internet has kind of changed what sales mean now. Sales no longer means sales. Sales means brand. If you have a brand, that means you are always selling. So let me introduce a bunch of stuff you may not know, because it is exactly what ATS does. And it's also what I'm hypering and fixing. And I'm trying to get Grace and them to understand it and Deanna and them to understand it even more. I said two things so far. You need to schedule appointments all day long and have a stop point. And that stop point needs to go into you closing those appointments you just set. This is what that looks like on the internet. Where are your videos at? If you're not posting every single day of great value, I saw somebody put their hand down like, ugh, right? But if you're not, if you're not posting every single day of value without selling, then you need this conversation. Because posting every single day without selling is you scheduling appointments. This is what's happening. This is, Mr. Towner, this is what's happening. You're softening people. So when they finally have a conversation with you, I mean, I was already sold, bro. Just tell me. Because what we got to do in our business, the hardest thing we have to do is collapse time into our favor. I need to get the time in between sales as quick as possible. And if I can do that, then I'm in business. I'm not just in business, I change tax bracket. And if you keep changing tax bracket, you're gonna change zip codes. You understand? Like, you're gonna be in a zip code where they just sent out American Express offers because you just in that zip code. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to be in the zip code when the lights get cut off in Texas, because that's going to happen. That's going to happen for sure. Yours get cut on first. Because you are the same zip code with the police station or some important school or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And yours get cut on first because you are part of this major grid that needs to get cut on. And don't think that's unfair, because if you work your way to favor, didn't have favor.
Watch it.
Do you understand? All right.
They ain't fair.
You work yourself to favor. I get paid for the last 8 years of my life. I have gotten paid every day of my life. Every single day, to the point where when I switched merchants, I can tell, like, y'all just gonna hold my money on the weekend like that? That is inappropriate. This is not appropriate. You get what I'm saying? But PayPal don't care. PayPal will pay out whenever PayPal decides to pay out. PayPal has no respect of day. Well, they don't take no holidays off. They dropping your money as fast as possible. Schedule appointments always. That means you need more posts. And then you got to come back behind those posts. This is one thing I do well. And you got to talk to people personally. Now, that could be in a Zoom call, or you do a live video. Okay, hey, everybody, I just wanted to just walk in and just do a little Q&A. This is important. Let me tell you why this is important, Tyrell. Because while you finna do your whole VA book thing, they're going to say this is so great, but they don't trust you. They want to trust you. They trust your material, but now, like most people, they going, let me catch his energy real quick. I just need to, you know, you're like Sister Booker, let me, spirits, let me know if Holy Spirit, reveal to me what needs to be revealed. Look at her. I'm serious. Some of y'all are missing high quality failing Susans and Sister Bookers and Jeromes because you ain't gave them the chance for the Holy Spirit to say, okay, you in the right place. Go ahead. And yeah, you need to invite that in your company. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to teach you how. Three things I want to tell you right now. Leaders create values. I'm not even being general. What I'm just trying to tell you is that the values of your company need to be clearly written down, but your customers need to know these values. What I'm doing right now is I'm teaching you how to humanize your brand. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Everybody here knows that no one suffers alone. That's the brand of ATS. No one suffers alone. And our customers know that. And if your customers don't know your values, then your customers can't be partners with you. Leaders create values, and you got to push those values all the way down. Number two, values create behaviors. The reason why your customers act that way, because they don't share your values. Mm-hmm, Jerome got it. Every person here in ATS on this call shows up consistently, y'all share my same values. Them folk who wind up going, I don't know, it just didn't, they don't, no. They just don't share my values. And I start talking about stuff that rubbed them the wrong way because they had to like be genuine. And users don't like that.
My God.
Abusive people always find their way out of ATS. Always. Always do. Always do. They can't stand it here because abusers like to do things behind the scenes that I don't let get away here. I just don't let happen. Behaviors create culture. Once you have established a culture, that's the only thing your video should be about. Your video should be about your culture. I'm talking about sales today. Sales inside your culture. Talk about marketing today. Marketing inside your culture. There's a reason why Gary Vee is the number one marketer on the planet as far as I'm concerned. His culture, his values are magnificent. He's about empathy. He's not about selling you something you don't need. You understand? Mm-hmm. Let me show you something. I worked all weekend. Is it the? No, right here. I worked all weekend, and I told whatever their name is, Grace and Freedom. I told Grace and Freedom, this is too easy. Like this is too easy. Blah blah blah. Y'all need to put people in, etc. So the Millionaire Influencer Secrets. If you don't have it, that's cool. But those of you do, God bless you. Because let me show you. I worked all weekend to make sure that the Millionaire Influencer Secrets, so here it is, what's coming up right now, has 102 different,
woo!
Woo! 102, 27 students so far, 102, here's the curriculum. Mm-hmm. This, it doesn't monetize. Yes, somebody messaged me about this weekend too. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Talking to Lori Grant last night, 10 something at night. She on the East Coast. So only reason I called because she texts. I sent her a message, welcome email. Hey, because you're an ATS Plus, welcome to Millionaire Influencer Secrets. She texts me, I can't get into my courses when I click this. And so she was texting me and I was like, I got to call you because I can't text you how to walk you through this. So I'm talking to her and we get here. She said, this is where I am. And every time I click she clicked on one. And every time I click it, it just goes back to the same. So we're working. I said, okay, do this. She said, okay. I said, hit complete. She said, okay, now hit the next one. Oh, here it goes. Yeah. So we walked, walked through it. She was excited. I was like, 10 something at night. I said, hey, I'm going to work. If you up wanting to do this, I'm going to help you do it.
That's it. That's ATS values. Jerome likes that kind of behavior. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody suffers alone. She's suffering. Nobody suffers alone. Check this out. This is $547. Ain't nobody trying to tell you, but check this out. This is what I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to teach you that if you're going to charge somebody $547, then it needs to be at least worth $5,047. This is worth way more. If you don't know how to monetize your website, it's step by step here. Podcast creation and monetization. Step by step here. It's just too much. It's just way too much. This class, we showed up. You just ask Jerome. This is, if you just get in this one, it's worth everything. Capturing internet leads. How you take people from your inbox. Yes, it's not an accident. Let's break it down. Trust has always been why people buy things. Let's break it down. Don't overwhelm people with your website. Let's break it down. For Facebook ads, every last one of y'all should be running. Let's break it down. And we keep going. Sales funnel mastery. And we go all through it, and then boom. This isn't up yet. This is gonna take way too long. This isn't up yet. Like, think about this. This isn't up yet. This is how to multiply my money, and then how to dominate a reception. Let's just look at some of these things. What are things that I can do to double or increase my income being inside the corporate world? How can I help my 65-year-old dad extend his retirement? Business systems for VIPs, building $200 products, building products that earn six figures. Different laws, $10 million business plans for photography, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? You keep going. Mm-hmm. Invest in real estate with your friends without money, et cetera. Mm-hmm. All of this is 102, which means if this isn't up, and this isn't up, and this isn't up, and this isn't up, this means by the time this is done, there's going to be at least 500 classes. $547. That's always on mission. You get it? This is splitting your day in half between here's what we're doing for you. Here's us closing. What's the closing here? Execution. What did we do before that? All that free stuff out on the internet, letting you know this is what we know how to do. And then what you come is, you see the free stuff on the internet and you go, man, that was excellent quality. I know they're going to decrease the quality when they come in. No, it's even better. But, and I ain't talking about like high quality video. We got 4K all over the place. That's irrelevant. We're talking about the quality of content.
When you reduce it to the lowest common denominator, Antonio, mm-hmm. you're talking a dollar per.
Come on now. A dollar per class. See, helping y'all out, Freedom. Dollar per class. And the crazy thing is, and if only one of those classes gets you to six figures, it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. But most people, there's not a person I don't know that won't trade $547 for six figures. Sure. But the way you communicate ain't telling that person that. Mm-hmm. Confused people say no 100% of the time. 100% of the time. 100% of the time. I'm almost done. All right, Antonio. So what's the first thing I need to do? Poll your audience. It's the first thing. You want more leads? Poll your audience. Here's a great way to get leads. Let's make me a speaker real quick. How many professional speakers we got on this call? Let me see. If you do keynotes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that's good. Six out of 21. We ain't doing too bad at all. Let's go with this here. Two out of seven. Let's do this here. If you are a speaker, and you would like to speak at colleges and universities right now, this year, would that be valuable to you if I teach you how to do it for free? Is that valuable?
Oh, yeah.
Right, put that out in the chat for me. In fact, forget everything else. I had something else. This is the last thing I'm gonna do. This is valuable. This is the last thing I'm going to do. Speak at colleges, university. If you're a professional speaker and you want more speaking engagements, let's not say more. Let's go with 4 a month. 4 speaking engagements a month. Would that be helpful for you? Mm-hmm. Is that valuable? Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Put that down. If you want to get paid at least $2,500 for each of those engagements, is that valuable to y'all? Yes? Yeah. Make sure. I won't break it down if it ain't. Okay, good. Okay. And then if you would like to speak over 100 times a year, averaging $2,000 each time you speak. Oh, Grace. $2,000 every time you speak. Is that valuable to you?
Yes.
Jerome said, yeah, you go ahead and put that. Jerome said, $4,000 for me. $4,000. $4,000 for me. Good. What's 100 times 2,000?
$200,000.
So if you want to make 200, if you... How many of y'all, if you made $200,000 in your speaking career right now, you wouldn't need no job?
Sure.
You wouldn't even need no business. You'd be like, you know, Antonio, thank you so much. I just don't, you know, speaking is my business. So you can just go ahead and forget that. Speaking is my business. Let me see, what else? If you would like to get paid for your likeness, like your face, your image, if you say buy some merch, I'm getting paid for my likeness, that's extra money as a speaker, is this a blessing to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, go on now, bless us.
Okay. I'm trying to think. And if you want a private community in which over 100 people are paying you $99 a month, would that be the icing on the cake too? Okay. Grace, what's 100 people paying you $99 a month?
$9,900.
times 12, Grace.
Hold on. Here we go. So 100 times 99 times 12.
Okay, that was 89.
It was 99. It was $118,800.
A year.
A year.
That ain't got nothing to do with the speaking engagements that you're doing. So is it safe to say, y'all ain't hear me, man. Is it safe to say that everybody here could use an extra $400,000 just from speaking? And then one last caveat, the older you are, the easier this gets. I'm just going to tell you right now, the older you are, the more advantage you have to do this.
It's the Bring truth. It off my table, Jesus.
Okay. I'm about to answer it all right now. And please know, I do this every day. Y'all have never met me on a day that I'm not performing most of these things. You've never. There are multiple people right now doing $99 a month. You've never met me not doing these things. That's why I had to write down, because I'm only telling you what I know. Is it fair? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. This ain't finna take me long. I could break it down later, but this ain't finna take me long. Where your list start at, Grace? Speak over 100 times a year? Is that the first one?
Speak at colleges and
universities. The first thing I told you was you need to poll your audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You poll your audience. And I'm trying to get you to humanize your brand. If you know anybody that teaches at an elementary school or any school whatsoever, or a college or a university, the biggest way that you can launch your career is to speak at these places. But here's the deal. You don't have to speak for them officially. Do these steps right now. 1, call your friend.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly how we started our business, speaking to high school students.
What I'm talking about. And
from there, it just went to corporate America.
That's one heck of a player y'all had there, especially we were the only ones doing it in the 80s, right? I mean, yeah, it was a corner in the corner of the market. That's incredible. She's absolutely right. I remember her and Phil telling that story one time before. If you want to, because here's the deal, Cedric. The deal is, it's the prestige you're after. And you don't have much, you second person plural, you don't have much because you're going about it the wrong way. You're going about it all legally. Legality has nothing to do here. We need to be a brand. Call your friend. Say, friend, what y'all teaching right now, next 4 weeks? Don't miss it. Mm-hmm. What you teaching for the next 4 weeks? Your friend's going to say, well, right now the curriculum is self-care, whatever, right? It doesn't matter. Give me a subject, Grace. You taught math. In fact, let's do this. I know a math teacher. Just give me something you'd be teaching, Grace. Watch yourself. Let me show you how it works.
Fractions, decimals, and percents.
Fractions, decimals, and percent. That's very good, Grace. Now, let me see if I got this right. Fractions are a part of something, of another whole. Decimals are the same thing. And percentages are the same thing.
Paint your picture, Reverend.
So part of something, of another whole. And is it safe to say, Grace, math runs the whole world?
Yeah.
Well, Grace, do you mind if I come and speak 10 minutes? Do you mind if I come and speak 10 minutes to your class about how math runs the whole world, how I use math to be successful today, and how they can be a bigger whole and a part of a bigger whole?
Sure, come on.
All right, Grace, thank you so much. What day can I come in?
What day you want to come?
And as long as you ain't no pedophile, you can go walk right up in her school, you understand? And you go teach for her class, which is completely legal. Mm-hmm. Now listen to me very well. And then of course you say, you know, I'm gonna be recording this thing. Now you got two options. You can take your cell phone, you can put it upside down like this. And if you look at some of my older videos, this is all over those videos. You can't, it looked like a little handkerchief or something, but I'm telling you, it's my phone upside down because I want the microphone right there to get me. And you start recording on podcast. And the first thing you say is, what's the name of the school you taught at?
Scott Collegiate Academy.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to accept the invitation of Scott Collegiate Academy. I'm so excited to be here. You know, your teacher, Mrs. Sandals, has been an instrumental part of allowing this to happen. And I'm so grateful. I want to talk to you. Now, what does the recording say? The recording says, I accepted an invitation to Scott Collegiate, whatever she said. The recording does not say, my friend, nope. Because all I'm attempting to do is let you know my brand is where you can't be.
Okay.
Can I push it further? I did this already.
Like they all froze up.
I know. I was waiting for what he was going to say.
I didn't know. He said he was all ready. So I'm standing there like holding my breath, like already.
I was ready myself.
I thought it was something wrong with my phone.
Yeah. And then what else you can do is the teacher's thrilled because it gives her time off, gives her a break. And then you ask her afterwards to have the kids write a thank you, and the kids write a thank you, and then you have those, and you know, it's kind of good if there's other teachers in the room or any other people that were standing in watching. So I don't know what's going to happen, if they're closing it up or just what. Did they go off? Are they gone? Yeah, it's just Monica and I on here now.
It may have been it may have been a power outage.
Yeah. Monica, you there?
There's something I'd like to say.
They were spilling too many secrets. They got shut out. education speaker.
That does happen.
The University Speakers Bureau. They got shut out by the University Speakers Mafia.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
No, there's something I'd like to share with you guys. When I was an Army recruit in Philadelphia, I would come and visit the school, and sometimes they'd be having an assembly. And I talked to the principal, and I said, is there a chance that I could speak to the to them? He said, and he would say, because he liked me, he would like, 5 minutes. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. And now remember, I didn't come there prepared to speak, but I said, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I'm not going to blow this. And when I would come out on that stage, you know, I'd say, they go, oh, boo, boo, like that. I go, excuse me. I said, I'm the Army recruiter, blah, 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 blah. The first thing I want to say to everybody is here, I'm not here to talk to you about joining the Army. Show of hands, how many of you plan to graduate, you know, and go to college when you get out of school? Some hands go, how many plan to go to vocational school? Blah, blah, blah. How many plan to get a job? So I'm not here to talk about them. I'm here to talk about your future. And bum, 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 bum. But I'd always lead back to that because I say, in order to do those things, you got to do well in school. Some of you are not going to be ready for college. Some of you are not going to be ready for, okay. Some of you are not going to be ready to work because you're not demonstrating this now. And then I call you on the phone and talk about joining the Army. And you talking about, you know, I ain't dying for this country, but you can't do what you need to do to get what you, and there was a hush. And blah, 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 blah. So if any of you would like to talk to me, I'll be in the back of the auditorium. Boom. But the point I was trying to make was that I wasn't prepared for that opportunity. I was prepared, but I didn't know the opportunity was going to present itself. And when it did, I made sure I took advantage of it because you never know when you're going to have an opportunity to speak. And when you do, you want to maximize it and take advantage of it. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Oh, we got them back now.
Yeah, they're back. Or at least Deanna is, I don't know.
Yes, we had an internet. Thank you so much, Mr. Jerome. We had an internet outage in the area. And so we are back. We're on our phones right now.
Just tell them I'll come in tomorrow.
Okay, but Antonio said he's
got a reason to come back.
And what he was teaching today, you got a reason to come back. He's going to cover it, the rest of it tomorrow. And so you want to make sure that you are back. He's starting off with it tomorrow. So you want to make sure that you come back, be back there for it.
I told you guys when they went out, I told you guys it's the Education Speakers Mafia and they've silenced Antonio. And that's why he's saying tomorrow. And he's just going to be like, forget it tomorrow.
And I don't believe a thing you
they've
said.
They've been sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I don't believe words.
Sworn to secrecy.
Ibrahim says the Education Mafia trying to silence you. So you got to come back tomorrow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, come on back tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. Also tonight, we have Humor Consultant Show, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Ms. Susan, is there anything you wanted to say about that?
Well, we will be continuing on with the Gratitude Journal. Bring your wins and your challenges. We like to start with that first. And that always leads into some great conversations and great tips and understanding.
All right, y'all heard it. Come on, this gratitude journal prompts have been really good. Y'all wanna make sure you're on this evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, be back here tomorrow for continuation so that Antonio can finish up what he was saying, because you want to make sure you know for your business, you don't want to have that sales problem. You want to make sure that your sales continue to grow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everyone have a great day, great Monday. You can plant better. You can dominate. Love you.
Love you more.
Love you more. Miss a field sign.
Thank you. Love y'all.
Love you more.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.